Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We are 29 days from the start of the 2017 NFL Draft, and that means we're bringing you the latest NFL Draft prospects here on the College to Pro Players Platform Show. I'm your host, show host, Beau Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we're bringing them to you today here on the C2P. Today, we're going to be joined with Rutgers offensive tackle J.J. Denman. Very big, very talented kid. We're going to kind of go under the hood and find out what makes this kid tick and why he's one of the prospects available for this upcoming draft class. But with that said, JJ, we appreciate you taking your time today and talking with us. Can you believe your teammates or I say your former teammates are kind of getting prepared for spring football and you're getting ready for the NFL draft?
Yeah, thank you. First of all, thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity. But yeah, it is kind of crazy to see the younger guys getting ready for spring ball. I mean, they already started. But I mean, you know, it is what it is. I'm ready for the next chapter, and I wish all those guys the best.
Nice. I have to ask you this, since you said they already started. Sometimes when we have guys on the show this late, have you caught yourself waking up in the morning thinking you're missing practice, and then you go like, "Wait, I already finished. I don't got to go to practice."
Yeah. Well, no, I haven't really done that because you know. My focus is, and you know, I'm working out every day at a gym and in New Jersey, and that's where I'm at now. So, you know, I wake up in the morning, make sure that's where I'm at, you know.
Nice. Where are you training at right now?
I'm training at Test Sports Clubs in Bridgewater, New Jersey.
There you go. You know, the reason I ask JJ is usually anybody that I talk to, if they're training for the draft and they're in Jersey, they're with Kevin Dunn in big gear. Those guys taking care of you?
Yeah. Yep. Every day. Yeah, they're great guys. And I'm just glad that, you know, they're giving me that platform to train.
Excellent. Well, when we're done with the show, please give the hello from Bo to both of those guys. For you, I mean, okay. Have you always had the size? I mean, and have you played football since a young age?
Yeah, I've always been bigger. And I have played football since I was younger. Always been a lineman. For a little bit, I played linebacker and fullback, but I was oversized, but I've always been a lineman, always been bigger. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's usually, you know,
I'd say
go ahead.
No, I was going into high school, I was around a couple inches shorter, 300 pounds, probably 6'3", 300 pounds. So I've always been,
wow.
You know, always been bigger.
Nice. And well, what's your height weight right now?
Right now I'm 6'5", and I'm 315.
That is NFL prototypical size for the position. So, I mean, kind of you obviously start to emerge in high school, and, I mean, who was kind of looking at you, you know, and how did you know, you know, Rutgers was going to be the best fit for you to kind of be a student athlete?
So in high school, I was recruited by a lot of schools across the Big Ten, SEC, all the conferences, and I jumped around actually a couple of times in my commitments, but at Rutgers I always felt at home. You know, even the first time I visited there, I'd actually been going to Rutgers games as through grade school, middle school, because one of my friend's fathers actually played there, so he always brought us around, and my dad actually went there too. So that actually, it just felt right, you know?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, that's what it's about. It's, you know, heritage and tradition and feeling familiar with where you're at. And, I mean, those are impressions as a young kid that you kind of see and those grow up with. And obviously, they brought you to the Scarlet Knights, and obviously you're headed to bigger and better things. Once again, J.J. Denman here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, You can always go back and listen to it again at iTunes, simply under the Players Platform Show, Blog Talk Radio. Then we'll be featuring his bio page. It'll be everything you need to know about JJ as he makes his path towards this next level. So you arrive at Rutgers. I mean, you know as well as anybody that, you know, it doesn't matter what program you're at, what level. It could be, you know, JUCO, D1, D2, D3. You always want this opportunity to get to the next level. I mean, if you're on Saturdays, you kind of want to get to Sundays. When do you kind of get the idea that what you're doing at the collegiate level, you're going to have a shot at the end of this journey?
It's always been my goal, you know. I mean, in high school, and then from college to get to the NFL. But probably my second year, just seeing guys that had done it before me, and the type of person they were and how they worked and what they did on the field, and just watching them, learning from them. And I started to really put together, you know, if I keep my head down and keep working, I can get to that level. So, you know, guys who are a couple years older than me, I still keep in contact with them and stuff. And, you know, it's just something I always saw myself being able to do. It's been my main goal.
Definitely. Hey, man, that's the goal of a lot of guys, like you said. And, you know, it's just neat to, you know, kind of see guys grow and obviously become the players you guys are today. And then you're so close to, I'm sure, a childhood dream. And obviously you're putting the work in at Test as you prepare for all the things that come with being a NFL draft prospect. Obviously your pro day was a few weeks back. I mean, did you feel comfortable? I mean, I know every event you want to do your best, but I mean, how did you feel when you were set and done with it?
I felt confident. There was definitely improvement from the end of my time at Rutgers. Jumped right into combine training and stuff. I felt confident, and I felt especially confident in the position drills. But, I mean, it was good. Me and my other teammates, I mean, we had a good time out there. It was good to see a couple of my teammates do really well, too.
Yeah. And for you, I mean, if you're in the film room with some scouts, JJ, they're breaking down tape of you at the tackle position. I mean, talk about the qualities, talk about the techniques, the things that make you special, the things that are going to kind of pop on tape where they're going to kind of fall in love with you.
If they were to put on a game, I would say, if it's a pass play, I'd say my ability to mirror defenders, my punch, finish, aiming points, and then in the run game, my feet, contact points. Those are probably my strong suits. I feel like my footwork is something that brought me through college pretty well.
Good. So you got good feet then.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. Yeah.
Excellent. Does anything go unnoticed, my man? I mean, I ask this question because sometimes there's things film doesn't reveal. I mean, maybe the offense didn't allow you to showcase other skills. Maybe it's film room study. Maybe it's leadership quality. Maybe you're a weight room warrior. I guess what are some of these things scouts need to know about J.J. Demon that film doesn't necessarily tell about you?
So I would say my dedication to prepare, film, like stuff like film study, extra meetings, you know, asking questions in meetings, being able to be coachable, you know, taking feedback and then producing results the next practice, correcting my mistakes. It's something I take a lot of pride in. If there's an issue, that's what I'll go into the next practice with that one thing I got to fix in my head. You know, one day at a time, one thing at a time.
Nice. I like that. Once again, JJ Denman here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft. Again, only 29 days away. The clock is quickly ticking down towards Philadelphia. Thursday night where things get underway in the city of brotherly love, and one of the young men hoping to hear their names called or arrive in rookie camp to start their NFL careers is today's guest, J.J. Denman from Rutgers. For you, I mean, talk about you're going through this transition, and but I mean, what's it like knowing that you're so close? I mean, it's these could be your last days of football. You're not sure. I mean, just kind of take us in the mindset of how you approach it.
The mindset of how I approach it. So, and you're only guaranteed a one day, so just do everything you can in that for today. Just make sure so it's different from college. I mean, the time period since I've left Rutgers has been different because it's all been, for pro day training and then getting ready for, other stuff. So, but it's a day-by-day process, and you have to attack each day because each one of these days is so valuable. You just have to take every day and just get the most out of it.
Definitely. And like I said, it's an exciting time for you guys. It's once in a lifetime experience. And like I said, I can't imagine the grind you guys have to go through, just waking up every day. And like I said, you just have to keep proving yourself over and over again. For you, before we let you show, I mean, these shows go so quick. Before we let you go, though, we always like to have some fun with you, throw some off-the-wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
All right. Yep.
All right. Now, since you are at test training with Kevin and Gear, if you could flip the switch and you could put one of those guys through one of the drills that they put you through, which one of the two are you going to pick, and what are you going to do to them?
Like a combine drill?
Oh, yeah.
Or like a workout?
Your call, man. This is your show.
Test. Okay. So I've only been at test since after pro day, so our relationships aren't to the point where I can really talk smack. But our workout last Friday was pretty tough. So I would probably put G through that one. But I mean, I love the guys.
Like I said, those guys, they do a great job. I know them well enough so I can talk smack. So you could piggyback on my ability to talk smack when you if you flip the switch on them and kind of do what you got to do. Obviously, Chris Ash just took over the program, but in his short time, does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Ash? And if they do, would they do it in front of him?
Oh, no one would ever do it in front of him. he's done so much for the program. I mean, people only have positive things to say about him. I would say give it a little while for guys to put together a good impression.
Nice. And this particular question, I think you guys enjoy answering the most. Female celebrities, JJ. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
Probably Jennifer Lawrence.
There you go. Her name comes up quite a bit. And then a final question before we let you go and get back to training so you can get prepared for this big show coming up. We have been working with Eric Dorsey. He paints and puts the designs and paint jobs on your cleats or your spikes. If you could have your shoes with a theme or paint job, what would you want sprayed on there?
Any theme that I could choose?
It's your show.
Is that what you're
asking?
Your
shoe. Yes, sir.
Probably an American flag with a bald eagle, because it's kind of me and a couple of my teammates. We kind of that's something we like to like. Jeremy Shockey had a similar tattoo, and we always like to talk about that kind of stuff.
I like it, man. Well, hey, man, fabulous career. I know we've been texting for a couple days getting this thing set. I'm glad you're feeling better. I'm getting back to 100% as well. But, man, hey, appreciate your time. We always like to say stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
All righty. Thank you so much. Hope you feel better.
Thank you. Once again, that is J.J. Denman here on the C2P. And the first thing you can kind of walk away with this kid is he's 6'5", 315. that's NFL pedigree size right there. I mean, that's what guys want to see. They don't want to see a guy that's 6'3", 295 walking in the door. They want a guy that's already kind of have the frame and the ability. And this young man has done it 31 games at Rutgers, high level of football. And like you said, I think when you see this kid, at least watching his highlights, what I've been able to see is you really do kind of find out that this kid is a technician to the game. And I like it was aggressive play. I always like an lineman that shows that tenacity to kind of get after. And I think he plays to the whistle. At least that's what I picked up on. I'm sure it's something you guys will pick up on him as well. You kind of watch this kid go through the process. But if you want more of J.J. Demon, the standout for Rutgers, you simply log on to collegepro.com. Type in his name. You can go to Blog Talk Radio, type in his name, iTunes under the Players Platform Show. As always, we appreciate you joining us and listening to the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.